Now, a poll that addresses these two questions. First, can you believe how much better informed people are about politics nowadays, what with the internet and cable news channels, than they were, say, almost 20 years ago? And this question, can you believe how little people know about politics today compared with, say, 20 years ago? Well, pollster Andrew Kohut, director of the Pew Research Center for the People and the Press, has done polling to find out which of those two statements is true, a poll of knowledge of the news today versus knowledge of the news back in 1989. And the answer, Andy, is
neither of these.
Neither of those statements is correct.
Two information revolutions later, the emergence of 24-hour cable television and then the internet news, we find no change in the level of public information, at least on the nine questions we chose to repeat from the late 80s, early 1990s.
Now give us a sense of what some of those questions were.
Well, some of them were pretty basic. Who is the vice president? In 1989, 74% volunteered correctly, Dan Quayle. This year, only 69% said Dick Cheney. We had similar...
Is that within the margin of error, or is Dick Cheney less well-known than Dan Quayle was?
He is less well-known, okay, but these numbers are really pretty close. But what's interesting is that they're really no different. Who is your state's governor? In 1989, 74% gave the correct answer. Mm-hmm. In 2007, 66% gave the correct answer. Now, we did find somewhat more knowledge about partisan politics and political issues this year. We found an increase in the percentage of people who knew that the Democratic Party control the House of Representatives. Now, Democratic control is news these days, but in any event, on balance, there's relatively little differences in these questions where we can come away and say, boy, the public is so much better informed or not as well informed.
Are you consistently finding, but I assume that a large number of the people who can't name the vice president also don't know who controls the Congress? I mean, is it that there's about 25% of the public that's really plugged into American Idol, and that's about it?
Well, there's a very large percentage of people who don't know very much about what's going on in the country. Many of them don't vote, don't participate. And then there is a small group of people who are very, very well informed.
Now, when you analyze those people who are very well informed, you list those news outlets or programs or publications that are talking to the most or being read by the largest share of knowledgeable people. And you can make the noise of opening the envelope for the Oscars right now. You're going to tell people what is the news or information source that has the highest number of very knowledgeable people following it.
Well, basically, in statistical terms, it's about a six-way tie. The Daily Show and Colbert Report, 54% test high.
That's the highest number
you
came up with.
Major newspaper websites, the New York Times and the Wall Street Journal, 54%. The NewsHour, 53%. NPR at 51%. They are all not statistically different. They are all at the top. But what they are also is a mix of very different formats. Mm-hmm. It's not like one format gives us more informed people. And what we find is that younger people consistently over this period have been less of the view that the news is enjoyable. They don't like the news and don't enjoy the news as much as older generations.
Well, thanks for doing your share to remedy that once again.
Thank you, Rob.
It's Andrew Kohut, who is director of the Pew Research Center, talking about a poll which you say that our listeners could actually take to test their own knowledgeability.
Go to pewresearch.org, and the test is available, and you can see how you compare to other Americans of your age, sex, and education level.
Thank you, Andy.